Don Jr. to West Virginia, punish Ukraine backer Shelley Moore Capito by opposing her son in governor's race. By Nick Gilbertson on February 13, 2024. Donald Trump Jr. is calling on West Virginians to punish Senator Shelley Moore Capito, RWV, for supporting the foreign aid bill, which commits $60 billion to Ukraine. By opposing her son, Moore Capito, in the Republican gubernatorial primary. Shelley Moore Capito is part of Senate GOP leadership and just voted to send billions to Ukraine. She's not up for re-election this year, but her Reno, Republican in name only, son is running for governor of West Virginia, he wrote in a post on X. MAGA, send a message to the Ukraine first Renos and oppose his candidacy for governor, Trump Jr. added. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, R., who is also running for the Republican gubernatorial nomination, concurred with Trump Jr. in a post with the hashtags no more hashtag Renos and no hashtag more Capitos. Senator Shelley Moore Capito, the vice chair of the Senate Republican Conference who dragged her feet on endorsing former President Donald Trump until after he won the New Hampshire primary, was one of more than 20 Republicans who voted for the $95 billion foreign aid package, which passed by a 70-29 vote on Tuesday morning. The bill also committed $14 billion to Israel, $9.1 billion to Gaza for humanitarian aid, and $8 billion to Taiwan, the Associated Press noted. After its passage, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky praised Senate Majority Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, in a post on X. However, the legislation's future does not appear bright, as Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, suggested Monday before its passage that the House would not take up the bill. In the absence of having received any single border policy change from the Senate, the House will have to continue to work its own will on these important matters, Johnson said. America deserves better than the Senate's status quo. House Republicans were crystal clear from the very beginning of discussions that any so-called national security supplemental legislation must recognize that national security begins at our own border, Johnson said. The Senate has failed to meet the moment.